And welcome to another episode of Power On Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Taylor, and with me as always is my co-host, Sushi. How you doing, Sushi?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up, Taylor?
Nothing much. Been pretty good. Just kind of doing things.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, and with us is a guest. And we have with us Darrow. How you doing, Darrow?
I'm doing splendidly well. Thank you very much for having me on here.
No problem. Thanks for coming on and kind of talking a little bit earlier. Thanks for making it early. I kind of feel bad for getting you out of bed early, but...
No, I'm all right. It's not that bad. Like, I'm an early riser anyway. I don't like sleep until like the afternoon now, unlike some people.
So, yeah. All right. Well, as I said, do you want to kind of introduce yourself and kind of let people know about you and all the wonderful things you do?
Okay. My name's Darren. That's my real name. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Northern Ireland, if you can catch my Northern Irish accent. I hope that's appealing to some people and probably nauseating to others. I basically have a YouTube channel, which is Dar85, and I also host my own podcast, which is the United Gamedom podcast, which I do with two guys that I've known for quite a while, Dennis, who's Canadian, and Derek, who is American. And we do that pretty much like every other week or every week, and it goes for like 2 to 3 hours mainly, and just, you know, shoot the shit, just pretty much, you know, talk about news, games, what we've been watching, and of course, like, there's tangents as well, which is good, and also be on Pete's Game Room Forum as well, and throw in my 2 cents there on certain topics.
I have definitely seen some of your comments. You seem to be, what's the word I want to use? You definitely have your own.
Opinionated.
Well, yeah, opinion has a negative connotation. You're opinionated, but it's voiced in a way where it's not just like a simple just kind of trolling. You're making a good point for maybe something that is a bit antagonistic towards something, even if it's maybe for the better.
So, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really post in the old Jane Gamers though. Like, every time they had an episode out, and usually sometimes I listen to it, and just sometimes when like I don't really like a guest or they've made like some simple mistake, like they got a year wrong or like a detail wrong, I tend like basically say it in the comments, then kind of a pet peeve of mine.
No, that's fine. It's a good way to kind of hopefully people can look at that and then just kind of correct it, and not just, I guess, glaze over it. It's if I ever get anything wrong anywhere, I want people to tell me I'm wrong. I really don't mind. it helps me kind of be like, oh, okay, well then I need to change that. So, but yeah, so I will definitely have links and stuff for your channel as well as the podcast there. So thanks once again for coming on.
No problem.
So yeah, the topic for today, for this episode, is, I don't want to, I'm afraid we're getting a little negative again there, Sushi, but...
it's not too bad, though. The way I approached it, I don't think I took it too negatively, but I can see why, at least from reading the title, yeah, it would definitely look a bit negative.
And, well, yeah, I guess, I don't mean it as a negative, but it's definitely, I think, it's more critical, I guess, would be a word we'd hope to achieve.
Maybe. We'll see how sloppy this gets. So.
Yeah.
So,
well, the topic for today is series that should stay put. In other words, stop making sequels, no more remakes, leave the series alone, let it be.
Stop screwing around!
Stop screwing around! Yeah. Exactly.
Stop it!
Yeah. So... Yeah, with that, Darrow, would you like to kind of start us off?
Yeah, the first one I have in mind is pretty much a gimme answer, and that is one that pretty much a lot of people would wish would bloody go away, and that is the Call of Duty series. We all know how quite popular that series is, and I used to be a fan of it, though, like back when it was like, you know, just starting out and like Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox 360, and ever since 4, it pretty much just got mega, mega popular, and ever since then, it's made an innovation every year, and to me, it just seems to be just getting worse, and a lot of people have started to turn on the Call of Duty series, and very much hate it, though, because the fact is, it's kind of the same game every year. You're going to get your 4 to 5 hour campaign. You're going to get like co-op, whether it's zombies or spec ops, and you're going to get your multiplayer, which if you don't put your time into, you're just going to basically be creamed every time you go on, and it's pretty much not fun then. And also, I feel that certain games in the series, the multiplayer, and it's broken, particularly Modern Warfare 2.
Why would you say that exactly?
I got it when it came out, and I got the Hardened Edition, which was the one that was like £60 odd here, and it came with the downloadable code for Call of Duty Classic, which was like a remade version of the first one on Xbox Live Arcade. I played the multiplayer in it for a month or so, and then I traded the game in because it just seemed that there was people cheating their way, like there was people hacking their way to get into prestige mode very, very quickly. And I think some people had like, you know, God mode and things like that, and just kind of hacking their way and seemed to be doing a lot better than other people.
Oh, okay. I see. Sushi, have you ever really played much of the Call of Duty series?
I've actually never played any of them. I mean, I've seen them around, obviously, and stuff, and they're extremely popular, but I've never bothered to play them. I'm not a big first-person shooter person, and I don't know. I don't have the time to commit, as Darrow said, to playing online, so it'd be a bit of waste of money for me to even bother to try them. But I don't know. It seems like that series that's Activision. Is that right?
Yeah, Activision publish it, and it's every year. Like, 1 year it's Infinity Ward, which did like the Modern Warfare series and started the series off, and then there's Treyarch, which do the Black Ops series, which Black Ops 2 will be coming out this November, and of course will still sell by the bucket load.
Right. So they've got two teams working on two different series, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how they keep pumping them out every year.
Yeah, because pretty much like once the Activision launches Infinity Ward, does their one, like it releases it pretty much just starting in their next iteration then, and then Treyarch has their one out the following year.
Jeez. Well, Activision is known for running a lot of those series into the ground, right?
Yes, they are. Like,
didn't they do that with Guitar Hero and
Tony Hawk,
right?
Yes.
So it's only a matter of time before this happens with Call of Duty as well, where people are just going to be done with it. They're just, I would hope anyways, you would think people would become smart enough to realize that there's not much change going on there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have bought like them though, so I was a bit of a part of the problem, but I didn't actually end up bad. I didn't buy the last one. I only rented the Modern Warfare 3 and just, you know, I just played the campaign and just was like, yep, I just had my fill of this and didn't touch the multiplayer, because I know if I was just going on it, I just would have hated it. No problem. No, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
I would say I've only really kind of delved into Modern Warfare 2 a little bit when I was still at university. This is like my final year at university, and I didn't mind it. It's just, it feels like you don't really, I don't really know how to put it. It just doesn't feel like you really, outside of just playing it, like dumping a lot of hours into it, it doesn't feel like you go anywhere, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Especially if you're not playing that well, like if you don't do play well, you feel like you're doing nothing. Like, I'm putting so many hours into this game, but yet I'm not achieving any good progress whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Right, or you could have like one really, really good game and then just crap for an hour to 2 hours or so, and then you just kind of like, wow, that's great. Good job.
That's pretty much my experience with the game. No, that's definitely my experience.
I agree with you. I think this series needs to kind of tone it down, wrap it up, so to say. And it, having it come out annually with Black Ops and then Modern Warfare, Black Ops and then Modern Warfare. Definitely, Activision is doing all it can to milk that cow dry.
It sells, so that if Activision pretty much says if it sells, then of course I'm going to milk the fuck out of it.
I don't blame them to an extent, but in the same hand, it's just kind of, when somebody so blatantly says something like that, you just kind of, I guess, shake your head. And, like, for me, I just don't buy the product.
Yeah.
So, Sushi, you want to go next there?
Sure. My first one I put was something that's not really, really popular, and that is the Lunar series from Game Arts. And my thinking with this is that there's been a lot of remakes of Silver Star Story and ports and stuff. And
how many are there?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. What did you? You've got PlayStation, Saturn, I think PC in Japan, the PSP, the GBA even had a port. I don't know.
There's a lot.
It's been on a lot. It really has.
It's like Rayman 2, pretty much. That's been ported to fucking death as well.
But I just think that Lunar 1 and 2, are they fit together really well. And just from my point of view, I don't really see why. There was a lot of talk for a number of years that they were thinking about making a third game to complement the series. But I don't really see the need for it. And, I mean, they tried to make Dragon Song on the DS, which was quite terrible. I don't know. It's one of those things that you kind of, a part of you really wants to see a little bit more come out of the franchise. But at the same time, it's kind of at that point where it's just, let's kind of sever the ties and just leave it as it is. Let's not kind of muddy the happy feelings people have for these games. I don't know if you guys have, I think Taylor, you've played at least Silver Star Story, right?
Correct. I've not played 2, so I don't really, I take it back. I have tried playing 2, but I only got about 5 to 8 hours in it, and I just, the magic wasn't there. I just, for whatever reason, I kind of gave up on the game. Honestly, I haven't really been back to it since. Yeah. However, the first one I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed the first one, but
when it seems to be the case as to why the first one gets ported all the time. 2 is really good. It's a really good compliment, but it doesn't have, as you said, the same magic as the first game for some reason. It just doesn't.
Right, at least to me. I mean, some people I know enjoy the second one a lot more. I have no idea if it would warrant a third or not, since I never really got through the second one, so I can't. I do know that whole let's port this game to other things is a bit common in some other games.
Well, sure.
And it just, yeah, I can definitely see why they could be like, stop. Yeah. So how about yourself, Darren?
I've never played any of the Lunar games, so I don't have an opinion, unfortunately.
That's all right.
It's okay. It's all right.
There's so many ports, though. Maybe you can eventually track one down. I don't know what consoles you have, but
yeah, I think you can get the PSP one on the PlayStation Store because I don't think it was ever released in retail physical here. On like most of the PSP RPGs, like the Yeast series and that, there we only ever got them on the PSN store.
Yeah.
Or exorbitant amount of money.
I'm actually surprised no one has bothered to bring the PlayStation version to the PSN yet. I don't know if there's some sort of maybe licensing problem or what, because Working Designs had it, or I don't know. But
I heard that version's not supposed to be very good. I think someone mentioned on another podcast I listened to didn't really like that version.
I've heard that the same thing. Anyone who played the Sega CD one apparently really disliked the PlayStation one, but I started with the PlayStation one, so I don't know much about the Sega CD version.
I played the PlayStation one, but I do have to say the opening for the Sega CD one, pretty freaking sweet. Not gonna lie, it's a pretty sweet opening how it is for that one, for the Sega version. So,
what's the differences now in the two, do you know?
Honestly, no clue.
That much, I mean, yeah.
I'm not well-versed in Sega land.
I think I heard they did manipulate the story a little bit for the PlayStation version. Obviously, graphics are updated and sound quality is a little bit better, but I think they did change some story bits. I don't know how significant, but I think they did change a little.
Hopefully, they just cut Nash out of it.
That would be nice.
That would have made, if he wasn't in there, that would have probably been why it was better.
Just erase him out.
Yeah.
Just have an empty void of a character. Just an outline with like an aura glow on it or something.
I take it he's not a likable character then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think I've met anybody who's said that they like that character, so.
He's one of those that needs kicked in the groin and pushed off a cliff.
He's a poopy head.
Yeah. Poopy head. But I guess, over to me.
Sure, let's move on from that.
All right. Well, I'm going to kind of stick in that same kind of realm with kind of bringing out things and that really being disappointing, and that is the Lufia series.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And I remember Splatter Trigger, he got they have the first two on the Super Famicom, and then they put the third one on the Game Boy Color, which isn't really, I guess, a lot of people don't really know it, but it's a bit quirky in its battle system, but it's got some really awesome music. But random generated dungeons, not so much. Outside of that, pretty awesome game. But they decided to go on with a fourth one, which didn't really fit in with the timeline of the kind of the first three Lufia games, and it kind of sat for a while. La la da 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 da. And then, boom! They decided to make a reimagining of Lufia 2 for the DS. And it really, really makes people who loved the Lufia series very sad. The game sold atrociously. It's not fun. Well, I don't want to say it's not fun, but it's not... It's a very substandard game. It could have been a lot better. The puzzles were not very imaginative. They were kind of lackluster, and there wasn't even that many to begin with. And Lufia's kind of, at least particularly Lufia 2, is really well known for its puzzles. And it just, oh man, like, I wanted the series to go on, but then when they did that reimagining of it, I'm like, no, the series needs to stay put. So, I don't know. How about yourself, Sushi? Have you really ever played Lufia?
Yeah, I have the first one, and I played it. I really, really enjoyed it. And I looked for the second one for years, and I just couldn't track it down. It was it's one of those games that's you go on eBay and people are selling it for whatever, $200 or something. Well, I don't know if it still is, but at one point, I think complete copies were going for $200+ or something. Right. So I just kind of phoned it in on that. Even as good as it sounded, the game was, I just wasn't willing to throw that kind of money at it. And so, you know, I missed the GBC one. I remember seeing it one time and it was just, you know, didn't have money or something, didn't buy it. But then I was like, I'm not going to pass up on Ruins of Lore, which is the fourth one you were talking about, which came out on the GBA. And I was thinking, you know, this is going to be a pretty good game. You could tell right away it wasn't going to follow the story or the plot at all. Mm-hmm. But I thought that might be a good idea to just kind of start it over, but it's a pretty bad game. It's not really broken or anything. It's just boring, and you spend all this time catching spiders to join your team and stuff. And I don't know. It was just not, there was nothing there to captivate the player at all. It was just very cookie cutter, typical RPG with a bit of a Pokemon type feel to it. I don't know what they were going for with it, but it was pretty terrible. And it kind of turned me off. And when I heard that this fifth one was coming out, I was starting to get a bit interested. And then you told me it was shit. So I didn't even bother.
Yeah, it really kind of killed. I think it sold atrociously. I don't think it sold more than 10,000. Oh, maybe it sold more than 10,000. But it did not sell very well. And
I can't imagine the GBA one did very well either.
Yeah, I don't think the GBA one did too horribly well. The Game Boy Color one might have done decently. Maybe. It's a little harder. I mean, that's a while back and stuff, but it has not been pretty for that series. It's time to just tuck it in. As much as I'd like them to kind of wrap everything up, just leave it as it is. Those three are fine enough. Fortress of Doom, Sinistrals, just leave it. Fuck it. Just screw it. Just leave it at that. don't need any more. Daro, have you played any of the Lufia games?
No, I've heard about them now, but I've never played them. So I haven't. And it's one of those, I don't know if they ever were released here now, because, you know, like a lot of the RPGs for the Super Nintendo, we never got over here. You know, like Final Fantasy and Lufia and probably some of the other ones as well. So a lot actually had to have to end up importing them if that was the case.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty penny at that point.
Yeah,
still goes pretty dear on, like, I'm looking at the eBay auctions here for like the US version, like the $75 for the cartridge, $100 for the cartridge and the manual. So it goes for a pretty price.
I suppose the prices have dropped a little then maybe from before, but that's outrageous.
That's ridiculous, man.
That's retro games for you pretty much.
Oh, well, I guess back to you, Daro.
Sticking with the sort of Japan format now in terms of games. RPGs now, but a certain series that's come out of Japan, and it was done by a certain guy called Akira Toriyama, and that is the Dragon Ball Z games.
What is it?
Like,
I'm not like shiny banana pants or something.
Yeah, they've had me pretty much been pulling a name out every year now, and it's been going for a while now. Like that Birdie Casey, like they had those kind of god awful ones for the PlayStation, which were basically just ports of Super Famicom games.
Right.
Then they had the Birdie Case series, and pretty much since the PlayStation 2, they pretty much have been putting out one every year, like Booty K, Booty Gate to Kenchi, and all these flipping
Maximum
weird
Burst
ass.
Or something, right? Like,
yeah,
there...
Burst Limit, and then Raging Blast, and...
it's just all attacks moves are in the title now, just like, Super Attack Blast from my ass, or something.
Yeah, they're actually doing a Kinect one.
That almost sounds interesting, though. At least that's something different than just... the same old thing.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna stink, but
yeah, it's probably gonna suck though. Like I've seen a bit of footage off, and it looks pretty silly. So it does. I think it's coming out in a few months' time. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, all those are probably still 500 times better than that shitty PSP one that was based off the movie.
Oh god.
Oh yeah, the Evolution one. Yeah,
right. That looked so bad.
I never seen that film, but I heard it's pretty dire.
Yeah,
it's like this been plugging them out. Like I haven't watched all. Like I'm a big fan of the original Dragon Ball series now. Like I've watched the entire series of it twice. I've never watched the entire Dragon Ball Z series because even though there is certain episodes, it's pretty much all they do is just build up power and just a lot of monologue,
grunting and sweating. I'm gonna fight you! I'm gonna fight you! In three more episodes.
Yeah. I'm building up the spirit bomb. Catch, find a conclusion in 5 episodes' time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then it misses.
Goku spirit bombs and everybody else meat shield for Goku. That is.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. Quick, everybody, sacrifice yourself for Goku. Alright!
Get all the spirits and pretty much sacrifice yourself. And then, not. Basically not being nothing at the end of it then.
Now, Daro, is the Naruto series, is that on the same engine? It looks very similar when I've seen it. Do you know?
Not really, because they're both done by different developers now. The Bandai Namco games, like the Spike and Dimps and that there, I think they do like the Dragon Ball Z series. Yeah. And the Naruto series, like it's published by Bandai Namco as well, but they're done by CyberConnect 2.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, which for some of those they know was the ones who are going to who want to work on the cancelled Mega Man Legends 3. They want to sort of, you know, pick it up again.
Yeah,
and they're very good developers, but no, they're different engines. So although you could definitely say they do look similar though, but they're definitely fighting engines as well. Like they play differently.
Okay, I've seen them. They look kind of similar. If you're just passing by and you don't really know anything about them, they look similar. Is CyberConnect 2 the team that did the Dot Hack series as well?
I wouldn't know. They did like their most recent game was Azure's Wrath for the 360 and PS3, which I'm a very big fan. Which is pretty much an interactive anime. But yeah, like. I like the Budokai series. Like I like Budokai 3 the best, which has been released like 8 years ago on the PlayStation 2. And since then, I don't think they've really have gone anywhere near that game. But it is a series that does need to die. Like there's so many times that you can tell the same story. And I'm sure like the voice actors are pretty much sick the fucking death of doing the same old guy. Crystal Shabat's like, oh, I have to do Vegeta again. John Schmeichel and all like those ones are probably for sure. But that's probably like with nothing else going on in our lives, probably that's the
solid
probably
paycheck.
they're probably begging for that next game to come out just so they can get a paycheck.
Yeah.
You've just cost people a lot of jobs there, Daro. How do you feel now? Oh man. That is one that actually escaped my mind there. I completely forgot about that series. Anywho, Sushi, what do you got? What are you lined up here?
Okay, I've got a bit of an old school one here, and that is the Double Dragon games. Are you guys fans or familiar with Double Dragon? Or
I've only played like the first two, and that's it.
Yeah, I've played the first two.
Okay, well, the Double Dragon series, I really enjoy the second game. I was telling Taylor recently that's maybe one of my favorite, if not my favorite NES game from back in the day. And the Double Dragon series started out pretty good, and there's a lot of really fun games, you know, just co-op games. You just go in there, just beat up people, just have some fun with a friend. And just over time, they just kind of progressively got more weird and worse. They got up to the point where it was a Super Double Dragon on the Super NES, which was still pretty good. And then the fifth game was a sort of fighting game, something. It was Double Dragon 5 Shadow Falls or something. I can't think of the name, but I remember my friend getting that for a birthday present. And then we looked at it, and right away we could see it was a fighting game and not just the classic beat 'em up, just going in and beating guys' skulls against walls and stuff. And he was just like, fuck that. And he gave it to his mom. He's like, we're taking this back and I'm getting a different game. So I'm not playing this shit.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's a bad game or not. I just remember him looking at it. He was like, I'm not keeping this. I'm getting a different game.
I'm not playing the B mode from the original Double Dragon as a full-fledged game. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So I remember that. And I've played some of the other games. I remember Double Dragon 3 on the Genesis, which is an absolute pile of shit. It doesn't make any sense. It's just an absolutely garbage game. It's broken. It's just, I don't mind because I spent maybe $5 on it, but
it's like one life as well, I believe. Like the NES version only has one life.
The NES one did, but I don't think the Genesis one did. I think you had a couple of lives, if I remember. But it had like this weird shop you would go in. You'd go in as Billy and you'd come out as this shirtless giant man that looked like Dolph Lundgren or something. It didn't make any sense. Like, you could buy this weird power up. I don't understand where that came from. It's a really bad game. As a whole, it's really bad. But there was a time where Double Dragon was just, that was it. It was the end. No more Double Dragon games are going to come out. And it was a good thing because they were just getting really, really shitty. But then this developer, I believe their name is Million, made Double Dragon Advance on the GBA, which came out and was actually really awesome. The only problem was the connectivity with another Game Boy. It was a little bit awkward and hard to find somebody to play two-player with. But other than that, it was a really fun game, really good homage to a lot of the classic music, the moves, all that stuff. And I know they're making a new Double Dragon. Was it Double Dragon Neon or something?
Yeah, I was actually going to look that up and see what the name of it was, but I think that is the name of it.
Yeah, and I've only seen a little bit of it, but I can't say I'm very impressed so far. I think it comes out this month or next month. But I think I'm going to have to pass on it. I'm not really a big fan of the art style of it. And it just looks, if you see a video, it looked really clunky and it just didn't look very fun. So I think Double Dragon, after the GBA one came out there and kind of almost started to revive it, I just think that Double Dragon's definitely kind of past its prime. And I feel sad because I do like Double Dragon, but I just don't really see the need for pumping out any more of them. I just think it's time to put it to pasture.
I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
Which one is worse? The Double Dragon 3 or the Double Dragon cartoon?
Or the movie?
Fuck.
Yeah, the movie's pretty damn bad. Who's that, Scott Wolf? And Mark Dacascos is pretty awesome, but I can't believe he made Double Dragon. Alyssa Milano's in that too, and Robert Patrick.
Jeez.
That's a shitty movie. That's if I had to say out of those three, definitely the movie's pretty much the worst. I mean, the cartoon sort of followed the idea at least, but otherwise, oh man, that's pretty shitty. They're all punishment. If you put someone in a room and have to do all three at once, that's some serious punishment.
You'd see them with a noose hanging, like say, I can't, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So back to me. I think I'm going to go with this. This is a pretty obvious one, and this needs to stop right now. And that is good old Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I knew someone. None of you's mentioned that. I probably would imagine it myself, though.
Because I do like Final Fantasy. I always love the first one. Enjoy the first one. Enjoy the second one. I enjoy the third one. Like the fourth one. Don't like the fifth one. I like a lot of them. However, you just get to a point where actually that point is happened, where you're getting to this 13 and 13.2 and possibly 13.3.
Odd sequels and stuff.
Well, it's not even just the sequel thing. It's just like, come on, just do label it something else. That's all you have to do. It doesn't need to just, like, they're all they're doing is just abusing the name.
Yes.
it's
not, Final Fantasy X2.
Yeah.
Don't forget the spin-offs as well. The Crystal Chronicles and all them.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean...
Chocobo Dungeon!
Chocobo Dungeon. It's to the point where it is a running joke. I mean, you just kind of... You see the number for it, and then you just kind of laugh, and you're like, really? Really? 14?
Don't they have Final Fantasy X-2 International Plus X Edition, or some really, really odd name for one of them?
Yeah, I think it's like the kind of the Japanese versions of like the American
versions.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
The international ones are kind of the ones they shove off into Hong Kong and stuff, where it's got the English voice acting, but it's still got the Japanese titles, like the menus and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, that's what that is.
So, yeah.
International Final Mix.
Well, that is actually one of them there.
Yeah, I recall hearing that somewhere. Isn't that Kingdom Hearts?
That's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
And while we're on that, that's another series that... I actually had both of these. Seriously, seven games, like, not even seven, like, seven games, and two of them, so nine altogether. Two of them are major remakes of other Kingdom Hearts games. And that's been in the span of 10 years. And they're still not done with the quote-unquote saga for just the villain. It's not the whole story. It's just the saga of one. So it's not even finished yet. And it's like, really, Nomura, you need to stop this right now.
What is that one? The 3-6-8-1/4 or something?
3-5-8/2 days.
Yes.
Which I'm actually currently playing.
How is that, by the way?
It's all right. It's not... It's decent enough one, but a lot of people consider that to be the weakest in the series, or Recoded, which is, like, of course, a... updated version of the Coded series, which was, I think, was only available in Japan on mobiles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just, stories need to come to an end. That's why they're called stories. You see this in, like, anime and stuff, where they build it up to this villain, they beat the villain, and then there's this other villain. It's just, why didn't this other villain come in and just kill everybody to be?
Sounds like Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least there was space. There was space to kind of separate everybody.
I guess, but
Freeza's over in Namek, and you know, whatever. But it's to the point where, you know, series has got to stop. Get new, you know, do new things or whatever. You don't need to be constantly pumping and being like, hey, here's another Kingdom Hearts game. Because I was talking about the new one, 3D, the Dream Drop Distance.
Dream Drop or whatever. Yeah.
Whatever, you know, just kind of, it's so, just finish it up. You don't need to fill in every single detail about everything for these characters, because it kills the imagination to a degree. Because you're just like, well, cool, I can kind of come up with my own little theory inside my head. That's what makes certain games great, not by having everything thrown at me over the span of seven games over 10 years. It's just...
It's all inclusive.
I'm a fan of the series, though, anyway, but yeah, I think a lot of people just want to get the third one. It's like, just end it already, please. I've had enough of these spin-offs on the ES and PSP.
Well, yeah, the third one will only end with the... whatever the one villain, the major villain is. So it's not the end of the story. So enjoy 18 more years of Kingdom Hearts, which will probably be about another 20 games. So anyways, back to you, Dara.
Yeah, this is actually one that I kind of would like to see put to rest, despite the fact I'm kind of a big fan of the series. And that is the God of War series.
Yeah, that's on here for me too, so.
Yeah, like the God of War series, like I absolutely love it. When I first played the first one back in 2005, just absolutely loved it though. But the fact is now, I think they should just end it with 3, which was out like 2 years ago. But the fact is, there's another prequel coming out, which is kind of, it's like, there's like 3 main games in the series, like 1, 2, 3, and there's been 3 prequels. And they have to come to a point where they're like, okay, we've already known enough about Kratos. We don't need to go back even further than before. Because we've already seen this kind of stuff, though, like during like flashback sequences in the other games. And like, it's just getting to a point where it's like, this upcoming game, I just feel it's completely unnecessary. especially with the fact that there's multiplayer tacked onto it as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, there's multiplayer.
Wow.
Let's say I've never really played any of the God of War games, so I can't really say one way or another.
No, go ahead, Daryl.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, sorry.
No, you had a point. I'll wait.
Okay, yeah, it's just I really enjoyed it. No, I don't know if you're a fan of the action hack and slash genre, they're probably some of the most well made ones. And the third one on the PS3 is one of the best looking games on that console. Like, just see the attention to detail, though. Like, the first boss battle in it, you face a big boss and just absolutely look brilliant. Just the detail and just fucking high pants. Like, it goes very far back and you're still like fighting the enemies and still fighting on this thing, and it just looks amazing though.
I see.
But like, yeah, like I do love them though, but the fact is, just kind of stop it though. Like, Kratos' story is over. Just if you want to basically keep the name, just make it a new series based on something else now. But like, Kratos' story concluded, okay, in 3. We don't need to go back to even further the events before 1 or before Chains of Olympus or whatnot.
Is it all just Greek and / Roman gods, or is there?
Yeah, it's like Greek mythology, you know, like, yeah, Roman, like, you know, Zeus, Ares, like Athena and all that there, and like the characters like Hades and Hermes and all them ones, yeah, all them like gods, fight them and some epic boss battles.
So you could easily just kind of do that, like spread it all over all the other mythologies. You can go and, you know, do the whole Epic of Gilgamesh or something, or, you know, Norse mythology. Norse, yeah. Especially Norse, man. Thor is awesome. But, and Odin. Odin's pretty sweet. But, so I guess if they were to do it, they could be like God of War, Norse version or something, you know, something.
God of War exactly. Versus God of Thunder.
Yeah. Kratos versus Thor.
So, better give him Ragnar. You drop Kratos and you instill Ragnar for the Norse version of God of War. Mm. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'll stop talking.
I agree with Daryl though. I mean, I just recently played 1, 2, and 3. I picked up that HD collection for the PS3, and I also got 3. And the series starts really well with the first game, and the second game continues that trend really well as well. But for the third game, it's beautiful looking. The technical aspects of it are really well done. And the story, it starts out well because it's a direct continuation from 2. But I don't know, as it's going on for me, I'm just kind of, came this point where it was, the game wasn't done, but I was done with it. I was just thinking they could have ended this already. And even at the end, they kind of, and I hope I'm not ruining for anyone who hasn't played it, but they do tease that this isn't really the end, even though Sony had been touting this whole time that, yes, this is the end of the God of War series. But they tease at the end that it's not potentially the end. You could still tell more.
Yeah, like, I agree. I actually agree, though. Like, my favorite in the series is 2, because I just feel that's one that float the best.
Yeah.
The third one I do enjoy as well, but the fact is, I just felt the flow of it was kind of a bit off, though. Just didn't flow, just kind of locate, like, some of the locations in the game are pretty cool and all, but sure. I just felt the flow of the game wasn't as strong as it was in 2.
Yeah.
And like, I was pretty, you know, I thought the third, like the final boss battle in that game would be pretty like fucking epic, even bigger than the opening one, but I just kind of felt a bit disappointed at the end. It's like, okay, is that it? Is that where you're going? Okay.
if you're looking for blood, you'll get it in the end for sure, but aside from that, it is a little bit of a letdown, but I mean, that's often the case with a lot of games. So I wasn't too bothered by that, but I just think that, I don't know, there just came this point. It was, you fight Hercules, which is a pretty actually awesome fight team. And it's also, it's Kevin Sorbo as
the
Hercules.
Best so. Death game and the best, that is my favorite kill in the entire series. When, at the end, when you punch him to fucking death, yeah, I love that with the gauntlets.
His face smashes in, it's pretty,
that
it's pretty
is
good.
That's my favorite kill in the entire series. Love that one.
I like that one too. I really like the Icarus one a lot from the second one. I thought that one was pretty damn funny. But yeah. Aside from that, it's just, I don't know. God of War, it's one of those series that it was a big series. It's done well. And it would be nice for Sony to just say, this is it, and let's move on to maybe putting, as you said, putting Kratos into some kind of different environment. Maybe putting him into some sort of weird present day environment or something where he's lost his powers or something. Or I don't know. There are other things you could do with it, but they're just so gung-ho about, now we've got to tell more about what Kratos did before he became, you know, the God of War, before he did this or that. And it's like, you did that with two PSP games. Like, I don't know what else you could go with.
Yeah, like the PSP, like the first one, Chains of Olympus, takes place before God of War.
Right.
And the second one, Ghost of Sparta, takes place between 1 and 2.
Okay.
And the next one, Ascension on the PS3, takes place before all of that stuff.
Of course.
It goes even further back.
This is becoming a common trend. I mean, even in Hollywood too, right? It's just like, how do you reboot something? You just go before the first one. You just start way before the first entry of the series started. And somehow they seem to think that this means it's fresh again, but not necessarily.
Yeah, Hollywood's a bit guilty for that there with remakes and prequels as well. And most of the time, the remakes are a lot inferior to the original.
Usually.
Some cases, they're actually better.
Yeah.
But very rarely.
But yeah, anyway, that's a lot of God of War. Taylor, why don't you grab it? Because actually God of War is on my list too. So why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, I guess I would have to say the whole trend for, this is pretty much a gimme here, but the whole trend of sports games being released annually needs to stop. I don't think it really warrants, it's definitely slowed down a lot. It seems to be the case for the last handful of years. I don't know if it's just because of being in Japan or what have you, but I don't understand why they just don't have some sort of download patch. You know, make them pay for a download patch to kind of update things and change things around or what have you. But I don't think
they need the money, that's why.
Yeah.
What do they need the money for? I mean, it's not like they're doing that much.
Well, that's just it, though. They're not doing that much, and they're getting full pay off of that, right?
So
that's what they're thinking.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that shit needs to stop. So,
well, that's been since, you know, the cartridge days, but at least with the cartridge days, it made some sense, right? You had to buy a cart. But now there is the ability to just update a roster or whatever, do some minor tweaks, add a patch, something like that. They can feasibly do this now. They just refuse to do it.
Yeah, and if they're kind of always complaining about people buying secondhand, ta-da, I've just solved the
problem.
Wonder
where that came from.
Yeah, the online pass will pretty much kick in and not saying, oh, you paid this used, pay another $10 to get the online pass so you can play online then.
Yeah.
So lame. But I don't know. You might be right,
Taylor. The number of sports games might have started to reduce, though, partly because companies like EA have started to buy up those licenses. So, like, they have the NFL license, right? So no one else
the only one who has that there. Like, they had the 2K back in the day, had like the NFL 2K as well, and that was like its biggest competitor, but they don't have it now because EA has the exclusive rights, and therefore it doesn't have any competition whatsoever.
Yeah, and I think 2K has baseball. Well, yeah, that's basically what's happened, is I think that these companies have decided to buy up certain sport licenses. And then they only make that one sports game now instead of making a broad range anymore. Because I think EA doesn't even make baseball at all anymore, if I remember reading.
Yeah, they don't really make it. Like, the only ones, like, I think there's the MLB 2K series, and there's like the ones that Sony do,
which are the show,
which are actually, I heard, are quite very good baseball games, but they're never released here because baseball is pretty much, baseball is probably very unpopular here. And I'll probably like the same thing with cricket over in the States and that, and probably over there as well.
So they should just make cricket the show.
Oh God, no.
They should just put both games together and sell it as one giant package. That would be awesome. I would buy that, sure.
Cricket,
it's like rugby.
Fucking...
I know that EA has a rugby game. They should just put that with the Madden game and just double pack it.
Yeah. Save them a lot of money. Or also a lot of money, I guess.
Well, they won't make enough money. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're not making enough.
profits are down 5%. We got to fire so many people.
Well, that is the case in a lot of.
I know, which makes no sense.
These times is just.
Yeah, but I agree with the sports games. It's definitely been overkill though. Like the wrestling games in particular, which I used to get though. Like I used to be a big fan of the WWE, mm-hmm. and I got them pretty much year in and year out. But like they've gotten quite crap over the last couple of years. And, like the last one that I like truly loved was back in the PlayStation 2, and that's like 9 years ago that one now. Yeah. And since then, it just haven't come close. Like there's. Spitting these features out though that feel that they should have been in it like years ago or like are completely stupid. Like the whole big feature this year is like this whole audio system that'll make it feel like you're actually there and like the crowd will react exactly like you do when you're watching a show. Like, seriously? That's your big thing?
So meaning they're pumping in the audio just like they do on TV, because you can see half the time when the fans aren't even doing nothing, and then it's like, rah! And you just see people like sitting on their hands and nothing's happening. And I'm like, well, why are they always pumping that stupid audio? I mean, since I was a kid, I remember they did that in the 80s. The 80s was probably even worse because you could see that some of the events were not even full. They were not even half full. But it sounded like there was a million people in that place screaming for Jake the Snake to do the DDT or something to happen.
Yeah, like that's definitely the case nowadays. Like sometimes you see like ratchets and there's like hardly any reaction. All of a sudden you hear big reactions like, okay, there's a lot of crowd are just sitting there. It's basically being plugged in just to feel like it's actually an exciting match when it's probably, you know, boring as hell.
Have you guys ever seen Japanese wrestling?
Yeah, some. I mean, not a lot, but that's like dead silent, though.
Well, like it's not even just that, but it's like a drama. It's like some of the shit that they do is just so. It's not meant to be any sort of realm other than fantastical, and it's pretty. It's interesting to watch a couple times, and then to be like, okay, I'm done for the month or the year.
What are they on now? Like Tiger Mask 10 or something? Or?
I have no idea, but.
A lot of tiger masks.
Yeah, that's right.
The last one I seen, it's been a while since I seen it, but I remember watching, they kind of did a highlights thing of one that this guy, they actually put him up as if he could shoot some sort of lasers from his hand.
That's awesome. That's so much better than the North American stuff.
Like an android, like he was like some sort of android too.
That's awesome. Did people get shocked?
Well, he pulled out his hand like a gun kind of thing, and he would shoot at people.
That's awesome. That's how the WWF used to be. People like Papa Shango setting people's heads on fire and shit. And now it's just like, I slept with your cousin's uncle's sister. And it's all the same shit. And we saw some boobs 2 minutes ago, but we blacked it out and you guys went to commercial break. And it's all the same crap. It's not even exciting anymore. I can't even watch it for 2 seconds. Like,
I used to watch it as well. Like the Attitude Era was kind of when I really got into it though. But now I like still keep up though, but I just don't watch the shows. They're kind of most time they're just like really bad to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, Darrow, back to you.
Another one which I don't know if you can agree or disagree or whatnot, but it's there's not a whole lot of games in the series now, but I just kind of feel like they're pretty much the same game, and it's like, do you really need to extend them for so long? That's the new Super Mario Brothers series, which especially the fact is that two of the games are coming out this year. Like new Super Mario Brothers 2 has just been released here. It's actually out today in North America, and it was released last Friday here in Europe. And the Wii U version is coming out later as well. And I think they're good games. But the fact is, I'd rather see some new, like, different styles of Mario games. Like Galaxy, for example. I want, like, something like it. Basically make another, like, cool 3D platformer. Mm-hmm. Rather than expecting out another new Super Mario Brothers game. Because there's just so much you can do with those games. Well, and the fact is, like,
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, like, don't they try to incorporate new things, though, with, like, different kind of mushrooms and stuff, I guess? Is that not...
Yeah, like, that's one of the sort of the only things that do in these games, though. But like, for the most part, like the music, like the music in the Super Mario Brothers games kind of sucked. Like it's pretty, I think there were like a couple of tracks overall, and like the kind of repeat ad nauseum throughout the levels.
So the day, like, is the DS finished, music pumping through all of them, or what? Is it like that?
Yeah, it's just kind of like there might be like a few new themes in each of the iterations now, but like for the most part, you still hear the same stuff over and over again. Like with Galaxy and that, there you had like more of an extended soundtrack, and you heard certain songs again though, but it wasn't as bad as like what playing these games now. But the fact is, like, the new one has a power of basically you become golden and shoot bricks, and it's all about collecting loads and loads of coins. So it is in this one. That's kind of the whole like premise.
I thought you just said shit bricks, but you shit golden bricks.
Yeah, that's the Irish accent for you, people.
Sorry, I misunderstand. I had to take a second shot there. Though.
Shit bricks.
Okay. I would be cool with shit and golden bricks. I don't know about you guys, but line me up for that power.
Yeah. But that's the whole premise, though. But like, I like the game, though. But the fact is, I just want to see, you know, different ones, just different. I just want to see a new Mario, like another new Super Mario Brothers game, like a different one,
like a new concept, like, maybe. Because
yeah, like new. And, yeah, like. Oh, but Sunshine. Like Mario 64, like they had the whole 3D, and then you know when Sunshine, they had the whole flood system and shooting like the water, with the graffiti and all that there, and then the Galaxy that had the whole, you know, traveling from plant to plant with the whole gravity aspect. I kind of just want to see it different, that a new, like, something along those lines now, rather than just like playing it safe, which they're pretty much been doing now. Like, those games sell, which I don't really, you know, fault them now for pumping them out, because they sell pretty well, but I kind of get bored, because the fact is, it's just the same themed worlds. You can see, oh, we see a desert level, or we see a jungle level, see a volcano level, and it's like, okay, I kind of want to see something different now.
How do you think of that, Sushi?
I've only played the first one on the DS, which was, at the time, I mean, it was the new Super Mario Brothers, so it was a pretty big deal, and it was a good game. I haven't bothered to try the one on the Wii, and I haven't followed the new one on the 3DS, or I didn't even know there was one on the Wii U, actually. So
no, there is. It's coming out later this year. I don't know when the Wii U's coming out, but I assume it'll be the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Will it be the same one as the second one, or is there going to be kind of a brand new?
No, it's a different game, because the Wii and the Wii U versions will have multiplayer, whereas the ones on the DS and 3DS don't really have multiplayer, like co-op multiplayer.
Yeah, the co-op's kind of fun on the Wii version, because you can jump on people's heads and stuff, totally screw them over.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't mind the series. The only thing is that the mechanics feel a little weird to me, I guess, because you have that build-up for Mario running, and he's kind of, I don't know, it just feels really, he feels how he looks, which is sluggish. So. Because he's very portly, but
well, it's because he's trying to shit bricks, but he can't. So.
Shit those golden bricks. Yeah. So. But I can definitely see where you're going with that. That makes sense.
Like, I don't hate the games. I think they're good games. I just like to see like two in the same year is kind of a bit ridiculous in a way, though.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that makes sense. That's understandable. Sushi, back to you.
All right, well, I'm going to combine both of you guys' ideas, and I'm taking sports and Mario, and I am completely done with Mario sports games. And I have only played, like, maybe two of them, but I don't know. I see them, and I just shake my head. I don't understand. Okay, I do understand why Nintendo does it, but I don't see the need for it. I don't need to see Mario play baseball and soccer and go to the Olympics every 4 years. And I don't know. I don't see the need for these games. They must sell. I mean, I know the Olympic games sell really well. I don't know how.
Do they have a winter version of that? Or
they have the summer and the winter.
Okay, so I think it started.
Yeah, it was like it started with Beijing, then Vancouver, and then London here. And I'm sure they're gonna pump out another one. But just I don't know what other sports has Mario done. Golf. I mean, the golf one on the GBA was pretty good. I don't know about the other ones. They had Mario Tennis. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could put the Mario Kart series as sort of a sport. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know how you guys feel about that. You already have Mario Party, which kind of does that already. I mean, or at least you can put that in there.
That's actually another series that needs to die as well.
Are they on 10 or something? Yeah, 9 or 10? It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of not like, geez, there's so many. And I think most of the ones as well, like some of the later ones actually just are revamped versions of certain mini games and earlier ones as well. Meaning they're pretty much run out of ideas.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't mind the Mario Sports games or Mario Party. So... I'm going to go against you both. Both kicks.
The Mario 3-on-3 on the DS. I thought, okay, I'll give this a chance. And then I played it. And it's not bad, but it's just, it's clunky. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a good basketball game. I mean, I know you do have an idea of what you're getting into prior to buying it, but I don't know. It just, I mean, what other sports can he still do? He can play cricket. What else?
Obviously,
Mario rugby and football.
And until it gets so low that it is Mario billiards, I think.
I think cricket would be the lowest of the low, pretty much.
Well, he's already got the girth for a dartsman. I mean, he can play
Mario darts.
Has a slug of beer after each round.
What other sports? Think. Well, they haven't done a Mario hockey game.
No, they haven't. Well, they sort of did. Ice hockey. Those fat guys kind of look like Mario.
Really? You're digging.
I actually think the sports mix game actually has that hot ice hockey in it.
Okay. For the weight.
Oh, I think the Winter Olympic one had a very not, like, very basic hockey game as well. I think the 2010 one. I don't know. I'm kind of done with Mario and sports. I think it's maybe, as you just said, Daro, just, maybe they could put Mario into some different situations instead of just, okay, this is funny, Mario in a sports game. And what happened to some more creative ideas, like Mario Paint or
even to a lesser extent,
Mario's Missing. It's something different at least. I know people rag on those kind of games and stuff, but at least they were still trying to be like, okay, we can put Mario into some different kind of games and different situations. I mean, we have the Paper Mario series for RPGs. It's just, I don't know.
Mario and Luigi series, which I absolutely love. I love those games.
Those are fun games.
And they had the Mario Pinball, which I heard wasn't good, but it was still something different. I mean,
Mario Eating Contest.
Why not?
Make it happen.
Yeah. Hotel Mario 2 for the Wii U.
Yes. Mario's Time Machine. Mario's ABC.
Oh, man. back to me, is it?
Yep.
This one's going to pain me to say, but Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, that's that is a tough one.
I say that because there's going to be that announcement, and it's rumored to be the fifth one. Snake and Snake's daddy, they've gone through enough. They've really gone through enough. Hideo wanted to stop it at 2.
Yeah.
And here he worked in 4, which was great. I loved 4. I loved 3. I loved 3. 3 is fantastic. But you've got to, I don't know. And Peace Walker. Peace Walker's amazing. But stop, please. Okay, I can let the Raiden one pass because it's kind of explaining a little bit about him. Whatever. I don't care.
And but, because the title's awesome. Revengeance.
Revengeance, yeah.
That's such an awesome word.
God. And... Well, it's just, I don't know. I really would like them to stop with it. It was great. It's in this nice package. You know, most of the games are pretty darn good, but it's time to put the baby to bed.
Yeah it's kind of like God of War. We've already heard the story of Snake and that there. Like, just, we've, at the end with the fourth one. That's it. Just end it with it. Don't have another one. Where he's 105 and still sniping bastards and out there.
he has become, what is it, from 3, the end? Is that the really, really old one?
Yeah,
he's on a wheelchair.
I mean, I do love the series. I love most of the games in the series, but it's really time to just wrap it up. I can't say that any clearer than that. So
it seems a bit sad because Hideo is a smart guy, and it seems like he has the creative talent to do something else. It could be in the similar vein. It could still be some sort of stealth type game or something, but it seems like, And it, I mean, he must have wanted to get out. As you said, he had adamantly said after two, he was done. But Konami keeps telling him to come back and make another one and make another one and make another one. I mean, even he's got to be at the point where he's got to be thinking, I have these other ideas that I want to tell you guys about, but they just get rejected all the time. I mean, I think the only, what else has he worked on? I mean, he was the producer for what, Zone of the Enders, right?
Which is awesome.
He did the Boktai series.
Zone of Enders is getting an HD remake. I don't know if
Well, they're making a third game, I thought, weren't they?
I think they're doing that as well.
I think they're testing the waters with the HD, and then that's almost for sure the green light for the third one, I thought.
So, I'm hoping. But, yeah, that, he's done Snatcher, Police Snots.
Yeah.
What else has he done?
He's probably
Kojima's
done
Synthetic. Kojima Productions kind of did collaborate in a way with the Lords of Shadow.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know how involved they were. I think it sounded like he was just kind of overseeing bits and pieces of it. I don't think he had a big hand in it, but
yeah, it was like I was mainly Mercury Steam now.
Right. It sounded like he would just walk by and say, "Yeah, I don't like that. You should probably try to do something else." And they were just like, "Well, this guy knows what he's talking about." So
yeah,
it seems a bit of a waste of his, not a waste of his talent, but it just seems this guy is very intelligent and he just doesn't seem to get the chance to do other things.
So, yeah, that is definitely another one there. Darrow, back to you.
I think I have one more in mind now, and it's one that's kind of, it's pretty much the same game every single time. Again, it's another Japanese sort of developed series. That's the Dynasty Warriors series.
Oh, man. I don't even want to know how many they're up to on that.
There's 7, I think, overall now in the main series, but then there's like the spin-off, like the Gundam, Dynasty Warriors Gundam, which I have to put my hand up and admit I actually like them, despite the fact they're really fucking monotonous, but they're like a guilty pleasure. And there's
the
Warriors.
One Piece one as well?
I think there is a One Piece one as well, and like there's the Warriors Orochi as well, which have like all these various Japanese historical characters and that as well.
Right.
But like, pretty much if you played one of those games, you pretty much played them all, because you're just basically... Because actually, I was just watching it there on ScrewAttack, did a top 10 video game franchise that needed to die, and that was in it, and they were taking a piss going, you press X over and over and over and over again. Which pretty much is the same. It is pretty much the gist of those games at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You have to link me that. I'm curious to see that video. I've never really watched much for ScrewAttack there, so...
Yeah, like they had a few of the ones that we already talked about, like, you know, Final Fantasy and like Kingdom Hearts and some of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Their number one was actually a bit, you know, I didn't expect it really, but I'll link you to it here. I'll just put it in the chat for you.
All right, sure. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, but what was it? Yeah, the Dynasty Warriors games. like I said, we have the Gundam games, so I do, but I say I like them though, but they are pretty much the same game. Like, if you played them once, you played all of them. And just basically, an X button or whatever controller you have will pretty much just be imprinted on your thumb at the end of it all.
Is it one of those where you have to mash the button, or can you just hold the button down?
You pretty much have to press it. You can't, like, hold it. Unless you have some sort of, like, maybe turbo button.
Turbo controller.
Turbo button, tape it down.
Do they even make them anymore? Do they make turbo controllers anymore?
Third-party ones must do, though, but like you very rarely see them.
Bound to be Wildcats turbo controller or something.
Mad Cats,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Wasn't Mad Cats pretty legit now, though? They were a joke in the PlayStation era and stuff. Everyone's like, oh, it's Mad Cats, shit, it's all shit. And then they've gotten really legit because they make all those fighting game fighter sticks and stuff now. And I think they're actually quite well-renowned now, if I recall.
Oh, how times have changed.
Well, yeah. When even Mad Cats can get a good rep. Times are a-changing.
So, I guess, yeah, Sushi, back to you.
All right, well, Darrow said that was his last, so I don't want to hold this up too much here. I'll just throw out a quick list of games here. Here's my pack of Sega games that should not come back and should stay dead. We've got Crazy Taxi, the Shining series, unless it's a tactical game, Phantasy Star. This is the main Phantasy Star series, and I mean this in a very good way. I think that Phantasy Star wrapped up nicely, and I don't think there's really a need to build anything else on that. If they made something new, I suppose it'd be fine, but nothing that would kind of encroach on the original series. Knights, something went awry there. Knights is done. I think Knights shouldn't.
There's already been two games in that series anyway, though, so.
Yeah. I'm not even that much of a fan of either. I mean, the first one's okay, but I never really got the appeal of what made Knights so amazing, but the second one was quite a bit worse, so.
I have to disagree with you there, Knight.
That's fine.
I love the first game. It's my favorite Sega Saturn game.
That's fair.
But the second one, yeah, I can see. I like the second one, but a lot of people think it's awful.
It's not awful. It's just, it's clunky and it doesn't feel right. It seems like it should have been better with the Wiimote as the control. It just didn't seem to play as perfectly as I guess I was expecting it to. Skies of Arcadia. I know there's been talk about making the HD one because maybe they're hinting at making a new one. I just think Skies of Arcadia as a standalone RPG is great. I think they should just leave it. Don't fool around with it and just kind of leave it as one of their historical, one of the good old days of Sega kind of thing. And finally, the Panzer Dragoon series. And I'm only saying this again in the most polite way because Sega has poured tons of time and resources into that franchise and they've made some amazing games out of it, but it's just never caught on. There's just something about it that just doesn't captivate enough people to buy into the series. And every single game has not sold nearly enough to cover the cost. And it's very sad to hear that, but I just think Panzer Dragoon is just kind of done. That's the end of it. It doesn't need to come back.
That Crimson Dragon one, I think, is coming out for the Kinect. Like a downloadable game's kind of a spiritual successor. I doubt it'll do very well, though.
It's hard to say. I mean, with it being on the Kinect, I think that's going to be a tough sell. But maybe being on the Kinect could be a good thing because, as far as I know, there aren't that many really popular Kinect games. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. And I've only got two other ones to just throw out, and then I'll throw it back to you, Taylor.
Okay.
Two more. One is Heavy Rain. I don't think I've read anything about them continuing on with that game at all. I would really, really be sad to hear if they decided to do something to somehow give more story to that game. I don't know if either of you have played it, but.
Yeah, I did play it, so I did. I got it when it came out. I very much enjoyed the game. Yeah. Beyond Two Souls games kind of similar though, like it has a very similar style to it where you can like pretty much as a QTE filled game.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed that Heavy Rain game, you should like Beyond Two Souls.
Okay. I just don't want them to continue specifically the Heavy Rain game. I don't mind if they use the engine or something. That's fine. There doesn't need to be more from that story. There's just not much else you can really add. And finally, this one is a kind of a tough one to swallow, but I think Chrono Trigger, aside from getting ports and stuff, which is fine, I really don't want them to make anything else with Chrono Trigger. I don't care about Chrono Cross and all that stuff. I just think that Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, just leave it as it is. If they put the word Chrono in front of something, I know fans are going to get crazy and think, all this wild speculation about it's going to be the best game ever and all this stuff. But I just think that I don't want them to add anything else to that, the mythos of that. I just leave it as it is. Let fans have their fan fictions and all that stuff. And just don't screw with it. Just leave it.
Coming in 2013, Chronopolis.
The Chrono Break.
Chrono Break.
whatever names they've come up with.
I actually just got Chrono Cross in the mail there this week.
That never came out on the PAL, did it?
No, I got the US version. I have a way of playing US games on my PlayStation anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not like a modded thing anyway. It's just a very... It has to do with like the spring thing.
And oh, yeah. And the CD swap?
Yeah, it's pretty much the CD swap. Nice. And like those cheat devices. Mm. That's pretty much what I use.
Like the Bleemcast or something?
Yeah, pretty much like that,
like
yeah.
Pop up the disc and...
Yeah, I have the same thing with the Dreamcast as well.
Okay.
Oh, hey, whatever gets you to play it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I love Chrono Trigger. It's my second favorite game of all time. I always played on the DS now because, unfortunately, it never came out here on the SNES or the PlayStation Chronicles version.
You're good to miss out on that PlayStation version, though. So.
Oh, it's very sluggish.
Don't worry about that one. I'll just kind of throw out the ones that I had here. First one, DDR. That's please stop.
That was on that top 10 as well. I think it was, DDR. Yeah.
Well, they have this newer one that I've seen in the arcades. It's like, really? They have so many more interesting rhythm games out nowadays, and the whole get you to exercise really just doesn't cut it. It really doesn't.
Yeah, like 10 years ago, perfectly fine. I was kind of one of the only options now, but there's so many, you know, exercise, like the Wii Fit and, you know, the EA Sports Active and all that stuff now, like Dance Central, like stuff that make you fit as well if you do it every day, but it's kind of unnecessary now because there's been so, like, you probably look on the Wikipedia page for that series and there's probably like fucking at least 100 games on various different formats.
Yeah, and like most of the music's not too bad, but I like a lot of the music from other rhythm games a lot more. So I'm a big poppin' music, and that's another one, poppin' music. Yeah, I mean 2DX. You can rhythm games in general need to. Anywho, the another one, the Tales of games. There's a lot of them. The Fantasia. There's like eight. They're not eight, but there's like five different renditions of it. And you have Tales of Destiny, which had it got ported to the PS2, and it's to the point where they really need to just kind of stop for a little bit. Sure, a lot of the recent games a lot of people like, it's, I don't know, you're getting to the point where they're now starting to make sequels for some of them, cough cough, Exilia, but I don't know, it's just, yeah, I don't like, well, it's so ridiculous that when they first released Exilia, they had a counter for, and they do this a lot with the Tales of games, they had a counter for when their next game was going to be announced 3 days after Exilia was released or something like that. It's just, really, no, stop. And I know I say that even though I bought Tales of Innocence R for the Vita, but it's to the point where it's
you're
just,
part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem. Yes. I am part of the problem. That's probably why I'm saying it. So, Tales of games need to kind of, just call it something different at least. Something you don't need to, whatever.
Stories of.
It'd be like Innocence of Tales. They're going to put Tales at the end.
Ramblings of or something. another series that needs to stop, Resident Evil. That one needs to go. Fucking Chris Redfield. He needs to get eaten by a zombie or something.
Well, you be careful. He can punch you through a rock.
Well,
so.
He can punch himself through the fucking ozone for all I care, because...
Well, he probably can punch through the ozone now. All the roids he seems to have.
Yeah, he's juiced up.
He is pretty juiced up. I don't know. It's just to the point where, like, 4 was pretty cool. I really enjoyed 4, how much of a departure it was from the more kind of traditional style of the game, but 4, now you're on 6, where it's just, and then you had like all those other like offshoots of late.
Dead Aim and Outbreak and
Revelation
Chronicles. Umbrella Chronicles, everything.
So it's to the point where it's like, it's Wesker or Wesker's bastard child, or I don't care, whatever, a Wesker wannabe, the thing needs to stop, please.
The sad thing is they have a decent enough story there that it would be nice to actually see them wrap it up into like a nice final game. Mm-hmm. You know that they won't, because with zombies you can pretty much keep making games forever, right? Because you already have your fodder for enemies, millions of zombies. But it would be nice to see them somehow just tie all the characters together and do something to really give it a nice send off. But it's Capcom, so eventually it'll just kind of peter out.
The Capcom love the Smoke Out franchise as well, and DLC. No, so
sure, you're not gonna... which company doesn't, though, right?
I guess the last one, this one kind of pains me, and that would be the Legend of Heroes series for the Trails in the Sky bit. And I say that because even though only the first one has made it outside of Japan, they've done 5 pseudo 6 games with the same story, but in the same universe, and they still have not wrapped it up. They've seriously, by the end of the fifth game, you've kind of got an idea of who the, all these evil jerks are. And it only took 5 games to get there. It's just, they're great games. I love them. I like the stories in them and stuff, but it's just like, please, Falcom, kind of wrap it up, you know, dudes. They spent like the first, there's the two are together, the first two are together for the Legend of Heroes, and then 3, 4, and 5 are a trilogy, which kind of, they aren't exactly like back to back to back. It's like one takes place well after 2, which takes place before 3, is kind of the timeline they work with that. Okay, whatever. And then 1 and 2 for Trails in the Sky are like back to back. 3 takes place a couple months after, and then you have 0 and Aonokiseki, which take place a couple months after these 3, and different characters. However, it's still in the same universe. Bad things are happening with some of the same villains and stuff. And you're just like, come on, please, just finish it up. It doesn't need to be to the point where it feels like it's got that whole syndrome with Kingdom Hearts and everything, where it's, or like anime and stuff, where there's the villains and then there's probably some other jerk villains hiding out, doing other jerk things, biding their time until the heroes are strong enough to kill them.
Hanging out in Starbucks, just waiting for the other guy to die off.
Ah, well, shit, it's go time.
Yeah, someone will just come. Okay, yo, it's your turn. The guy choked up against those guys. It's your turn now to fight them.
So, and I know they do that with like Naruto or Bleach or One Piece. Well, I mean, I don't know actually about One Piece. To be honest, I could be wrong about One Piece, but yeah, particularly with like Naruto, DBZ, that sort of thing. It's just, I don't like it when it goes too long. There's a point when a story goes too long, and it's getting to the point where it's getting too long. So, awesome music though, but.
So. Yeah, I got the first on the one on the PSP though, which I know a lot of people really like. So
have you tried it at all? Or
I played like an hour off it though when I got it like a while back, and quite liked it.
Yeah, that's you're like scratching, you're barely scratching the surface kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's just
pretty much. There's actually one I forgot to mention though. There's actually one that just came on the mind there a few minutes ago. And Pokemon series.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where they're running out of colors. So
they're definitely running out of colors, but you would think there's thousands of colors though. So
Pokemon Magenta,
Fuchsia.
Yeah. Yeah, like I jokingly mentioned as well in another podcast about the fact is there is a lot of colors in the Pokemon series. Like Black and White 2 now is coming out in a few months' time in North America and here. And it's like, geez, what is next? Fuchsia and Magenta and all them ones like you mentioned. Like, geez, there has to be a time to just stuff that in.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrap it up. So. Yeah, with that,
I was going to say one more that came to mind, but but I don't really need to go too deep into it. I was going to say Mega Man, but Capcom did a good job of that already.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they kind of have. Yeah. I don't think you do need to mention that.
That was
Mega Man. Don't anger Rob now, though. I know he's
No. If I honestly did feel, I am content with Mega Man, the original series anyway, stopping at 10. I would like to see them be like, okay, 10 is a good stopping point. I don't think that, it's always nice to get more Mega Man. I'm not going to lie, but just it wouldn't be bad to be like, okay, you know, 10 is the stopping point for the original series. Then maybe do something different like they did with Battle Network or whatever, where they did have some new, fresh ideas. That would be cool, but.
I don't think they have done anything for that now, because when 10 came out in like 2010, I think, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're still trying to figure out what to do right after Inafune left, so I don't think they know what to do.
I think they're just killing it to the ground with the cancellation of Mega Man's Legends 3 and not having him at all in Marvel versus Capcom, so.
Yeah.
They're making that one Mega Man Cross. What the hell is it called? Cross. It's a new one. It's like a social kind of.
Oh, there's some sort of social network game that just got announced, but yeah, who knows? But, it's not. That's not a traditional Mega Man. So yeah.
All right.
Anyways, why don't we move on from there?
Yeah. Jerk.
Yeah. You can send your complaints to Capcom, not to me. So
they canceled it on my birthday. Anywho, yeah, game. So, game time, party hardy. So, are you up for a game, Daro?
Yes, I am, to say hey, well, or badly I do against you guys.
Well,
don't worry.
I do pretty bad as it is, so it's quite all right.
It's just for fun, man. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. It's not serious business. So, you have that list of different games there, Sushi?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, how many do we have? Four or five?
Five.
Five. Okay, we have five. So, Darrow, please pick a number 1 through 5.
I'll pick four.
Four. What is number four?
Four is actually a new game that we have not played.
Oh, welcome so to the club, Darrow.
The playing field is going to be fairly level here, Darrow. So don't feel too bad. This is actually a game that Taylor and I actually just changed last night because we were we're having trouble with another one. We're kind of not too pleased with it, so we came up with a different idea. This game is called Fact or Fiction. Now this is a pretty straightforward game. This is someone is going to take control of the game as sort of the game master, and they're going to make a statement about something to do with games. But it could be a personal statement about themselves. It could be a statement that they're 100% sure is a fact, from the video game industry or something. And the other two people are going to choose fact or fiction, and they're going to get a point if they are correct. So let's say, for example, I say, I finished Super Mario Brothers on the toilet. And then, you know, one of you guys says fact or fiction, and it is a fact that, and I can't prove it, but you have to take my word for it that I say, yes, I have beaten Super Mario Brothers while sitting on the toilet. The person who picked fact gets a point. And we would just keep kind of going off on like that. So that is the game we're going to try today.
Awesome.
That sounds very entertaining.
Yeah, so basically what we'll do is one person will be the game master, and I think what will happen is after that person gives their response to whether it was a fact or fiction, and the two people are awarded their points, we would change to another person to become the game master so that it's fair that everyone can become the game master at some point.
Okay.
So what we'll do is maybe we'll play to, I believe, Taylor, you said around 7 points? Is that?
Seven, I guess. Things
It'll probably go fast. Right,
since we both can say the same answer.
Right, so
it's a possibility for
right.
2 points.
Right, and if it comes to the point where, say, the last two people do have the same score, the previous game master would have to still be the game master to make a tie break at that point.
Dun, dun, dun.
So someone has to win.
There can only be one!
Yes, there can only be one. So.
There can only be one.
Nice, wow. That's a nice Diablo voice.
Yes, I could talk very low like this.
Ooh, well, now it's Dr. Claw now.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
That is perfect, man. Wow. I wish I could do Don Adams to counteract you. That's beautiful. Can you do the cat, too?
No.
I don't even remember what the cat sounds like.
Yeah,
I don't
remember the cat's
name. Anyway.
All good.
Yeah,
all good.
Why don't we go at it here? If there's no objection, well, I guess I'll start as the game master just to give you guys a chance to get a point to start.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Cool. I will start with a very basic one. This one, I have actually never beaten Super Mario Brothers. Do you think it's a fact or a fiction?
I'm going to say fiction.
I'm going to say fiction as well.
And you would both be wrong. I have actually never beaten Super Mario Brothers.
What's wrong with you?
It's one of those blacklist shameful things on I hang over my head every day. I don't know. It's one of those things. As a kid, I couldn't beat it, and you know, as you get older, you still play some old games. But I just never went back to playing Super Mario Brothers for some reason. I've just never beaten it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. I've beaten lots of the other games just for whatever reason. Haven't beaten that one. Sorry. Well, I'll pass it off since no one got a point. I will choose Daryl. Why don't you go for it, man?
Okay, fact or fiction. I've never played a Harvest Moon game.
Fact.
Fiction.
Sushi is correct.
Yes!
Damn it!
In your face!
Okay.
There's so many of those games, so that's kind of maybe another series that might need to, you know, be put to rest as well, speaking of the topic. But, like, I've never played any of them whatsoever. I've always wanted to try at least one out, though, but that's one of those ones I've just never, you know, picked.
Just never got around.
Whatsoever, yeah.
Fair enough.
So it's my go then.
Yes.
So, fact or fiction, I like the inclusion of Raiden in the Metal Gear Solid series.
Fact.
I'll go fact as well.
I'm going to say fiction. I don't like Raiden.
Because you haven't played Revengeance!
Yeah.
No, I really don't like his character. There's just something about it that's, it just, it, I don't mind the idea, the concept behind it, but I just don't really like him. It's just, I'm one of those snooty people. I want to play a snake. God damn it. Anywho.
Yeah, people were pissed off when that happened. And oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I wasn't pissed. I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. Sushi, back.
All right, so the score so far is 1 point for me, and you guys are still sitting at a goose egg. So let's see if we can break it.
Yeah.
all right. My next one is, I have not attended the Video Games Live concert. You guys both aware of the Video Games Live? It's kind of that touring orchestra goes around and plays video game music. So I have not attended a video games live concert.
I'll say fiction.
I will say fact.
And Taylor would be correct. I have not.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doug. But it's your go, so you get to bust our balls here.
Okay, let's see now. I'm trying to think of one now. I have finished. I played through Onimusha, the 3 Demon Sage, without dying once. Fact or fiction?
Man. A fact.
Fiction.
Sushi is correct.
Yeah! I don't recall that game being very hard, so.
Yeah, it's actually, it's not, like, compared to the other two, it's pretty easy though, but, like, I do remember it being one of the very first games that I've actually ever played through without dying once. And there's a few other games as well, like, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, I finished it without getting a game over screen. Okami and a few others as well.
No.
Nice.
My turn.
Yep.
Super Mario World is my favorite Super Mario game.
Super Mario World?
Yeah, of the platformers.
Okay. I'm going to say fact.
I'm going to say fiction.
Daru is right. Nice. I am a bigger fan of Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island.
Oh, okay.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I know. That's one that people are kind of like,
it's like either 3 or World. A lot of people, but like 3 is my personal favorite Mario game, but like I do love Yoshi's Island as well. It's an awesome game.
Love Yoshi's Island. It's so awesome. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm off the board. Yay. Yeah.
Yes, so it's a 2-1 one.
Yeah. Okay, so Sushi, back to you.
Back to me? All right. My next one is, I have actually beaten all 3 Castlevania games on the NES.
Fiction.
I'm going to say fiction.
You would both be correct.
Yeah, I will. Party hardy.
All right. Back to you, Daryl.
See now. Trying to think of fucking one now. I have finished Dark Souls.
Fiction.
I'm gonna say fiction.
Wrong.
You did beat it?
Oh, did beat it.
Yes,
nice.
I did beat it. It's one of my favorite games of last year. I fucking absolutely love that game. Awesome game.
No, right. So back to me.
Yes.
All right. Where is it at? There we go. I have beaten Star Ocean Blue Sphere.
Fiction.
Fact.
It's fiction. I've still yet to beat it. That was a part of my summer backlog thing that I didn't do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, and I kind of tapped out of doing that. So Sushi 3, you and I, Daro, have 2 points.
All right.
So back to you, Sushi.
All right, the next one is, I have beaten Contra on the NES 5 times in a row without using the Konami code.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Fact.
I
seriously can beat that game without using the Konami code like it's water. It's nothing.
How do you beat water?
Fire! I don't know.
Wait, what?
I seriously was really, really good at Contra to the point where I would get the 30 lives because I'd gone through the game so many times without using the code. Like, you would just, it would start up the 5th time and be like, oh, you have 30 lives. And it's like, yeah, because I played it 5 times in a row. Back to you, Darl.
Okie dokie. My favorite Final Fantasy game is Final Fantasy VII.
I'm going to say fiction.
I'm going to say, I don't know, fact.
Taylor's correct.
Yes!
It's my, the thing is, because it's the one I, it's the one, it's the one game that got me into RPGs, like a lot of people, and therefore it's pretty much holds a special place in my heart. Remember getting on the PlayStation. Well, I actually never, didn't get a PlayStation back then. I got a land of one for my brother's friend. And the thing is, the first time I played that, I played it without a memory card.
Oh God.
So the first I got with it without dying, without getting killed, was up outside of Midgar, and you had to cross the marshes. And I didn't realize till,
snake.
Yes, I didn't actually realize till much later that you actually had to skip that part, because I kept fighting the Midgar Shalom. I kept getting killed. It's like, why can I not beat this guy? And then you realize, oh, you had to fucking cross the marshes and skip that part till much later.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness gracious. My turn, right? Link's Awakening is my favorite Zelda game.
Fact.
That is correct, gentlemen. It is. Link's Awakening is awesome. So, your go, Sushi.
Alright. My favorite sports game is NHL 94.
Fact.
Yes, fact.
Alright, so we're tied at 4 apiece. So, Daro, back to you.
My favorite fighting game of all time is Soul Calibur for the Dreamcast.
Fiction.
Fact.
Taylor's correct.
Yeah! In your face.
Like, I'm not really a big fan of fighting games now, but I absolutely love that game. I love the mission mode in it. I played that game to death on the Dreamcast.
Okay, back to me, huh? The composer for Xenosaga Episode 3, or Xenosaga Episode 3, is Kajiura Yuki.
I will say fiction.
Oh, is it one more time? What did you have there?
I said fact. Fiction.
Daro, first.
Fact,
Sushi.
Fiction.
Okay, Daro's correct.
Okay.
Yes, fact, baby.
So, Sushi, back to you.
All right. I own 10 Dragon Quest games.
Fact.
Yeah, I'll shoot fact.
That would be fiction. I own 9.
God damn. Oh well.
Are these guys saying getting the Dragon Quest 10?
Well, if I wanted it, I would have gotten it already.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah. See, now I'm trying to fucking think of one now. Okay, this is a weird one now. I don't know if he's right. Did any of you ever watch Buffy?
Not really, no.
No.
That was a little bit before me.
Right. I'll just basically say this out anyway, though. I'll just have to think of another one. Because if he's watched it, you just know who I'm probably talking about in it now. Let's see. My least favorite genre is strategy games.
Like as in real-time strategy or...
Yes, like real-time strategy, turn-based strategy, like anything like strategy games like that there now, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say fact.
I will say fiction.
Taylor's basically wiping the floors. Yep, that's another point to him.
All right, so right six. Now Sushi's 4, I have 6, Daro 5.
Right.
So, all right, so my go?
Yeah.
I own 7 3DS games.
7 3DS games?
Mm-hmm.
Fiction.
Fiction.
Both correct. I own 6.
What are they?
So, the Metal Gear Solid 3D, Snake Eater 3D or whatever, Super Mario 3D Land, Fire Emblem Awakening, Mario Kart 7, Beyond the Labyrinth, and the 3D port of Ocarina of Time.
Okay, I've got a few of those.
So, back to you, Sushi.
All right, so this is potentially for the win. If you guys split it, somebody will definitely win. All right, so this is actually my friend. My friend owned a copy of Wizards and Warriors for the NES that had a hole drilled through it, and it still worked. Fact or fiction? It's an NES cart that has a hole drilled through it, and it still worked.
I'll jump out on a limb. I'll say fact.
I think I'm going to say the same thing.
You would both be correct. It had a hole drilled through it, and it still worked. So
it
worked. We got to go one more tie break.
Metal, was it?
No, it was through. Excuse me, where that little finger slot is on the carts, where your thumb could go to push them in. Mm-hmm. That's where the hole was drilled through. So yeah, all right.
All right, so Sushi, you gotta make another one here.
I've got another one. I have never spilt any liquid on a controller and damaged it. Fact or fiction?
That'll be a fact for me now. Like, I never, like, especially like breaking controllers, I've never broken a controller. I don't know if it's, it could be the same for you guys. Never broken a controller. Could have saved that one, but.
What do you think, Joe?
I'll say fiction.
So, Daryl, you were fact?
No, just basically saying it'll be the fact for me. The fact is, like, I've never done it myself.
Yeah,
I'll say fact.
So fact for you and Taylor, your fiction?
Correct.
It would be fiction. I once, when I was maybe like 13 or 14, I accidentally spilt some liquid into my Genesis controller and fried it up.
Soulless.
Yeah. It was a third party one, probably Mad Catz.
Oh,
okay. So Taylor, you win today.
Yay!
There you go. Nice. Daryl, you're close, man. You're really close.
Yeah, I did a lot better than I thought I would.
Yeah. It's just a gamble, right? It's 50-50. I mean, you could come out on top and you could just get smoked. So,
and with all of those games, like, you have to name a game at beginning with a ladder, like, I probably would have been really bad.
Well, then you...
Yeah.
So you ended up looking good in the end, so...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I redeemed myself.
Yes.
So, but yeah, so... Daryl, would you like to kind of plug your stuff once more, real quick?
Okay, thank you. You can find me on YouTube. I am Dow85. I am on Twitter, DowM85. You can also find me on Facebook, although I don't really use it much. Twitter's pretty much my central social site, so you can look for me there. And also, you can follow the United Gaming podcast on YouTube as well, and on Twitter, on Facebook, and subscribe to iTunes. I'm on Piece of Game Reform as well, where if you want to see my opinionated opinions, that's probably not even a correct sentence, but you can check me on there. I'm Dow there, so thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You should do a review of a game in that Dr. Claw voice. like an entire video, just looking completely serious but talking like that.
Yeah, I'll do one for Darksiders 2 or something, because I'm currently
Dark Souls. That would have worked.
Yeah, I could do it for Dark Souls. Yeah, but I already did a Dark Souls like Final Thoughts video though.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, Darksiders 2 will work then, as Death.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, this is Dari with a video review of Darksiders 2.
I'll need to put captions and subtitles so people can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, and lots of water, because that would be...
Yeah, if I get really tired after that.
Yeah.
Sushi, do you want to add anything else?
No, I don't have much else to say. Just thanks a lot for coming on, Dara. I really, really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I had a blast. It was a great time. Really enjoyed listening to your podcast. Don't know when this will be up now, so just have to wait and see. I'll probably listen to it back when you have it up.
Yeah.
The future.
Not too
future.
Long, I don't think so.
Guess that's it. So thank you guys for listening, and have a good day.
Goodbye.
I just realized something. As I was tallying the stuff down, I hadn't realized that I put STD.
What? What are you talking about?
The orders of the letters. STD. Sushi, Taylor, Daryl.
I actually did that too, because I am a huge fan of STDs.
Yeah. Well, that's your part of your Valentine's Day talk.
Yeah. Exactly.